But we understand also there is exception, or that is not everybody has the same kind of a schedule. And sometimes a person, by the time he arrived from his job, is sometimes having not to take it as a habit. Okay? By the time you arrive from your job and you so sweat and you want to take a shower, you don't feel comfortable to pray like this, okay? Or was the traffic jammed and all these things. So by the time you arrive, it's already 8:30. That means almost like 7 minutes or 5 minutes before sunset, before Maghrib. So by the time you make your wudu, this is 2 minutes gone. And now you put the prayer rug and you start to pray. And I hope nobody catch me in this mistake and say prayer rug does not mean have to be a special rug for the prayer, okay? I mean, whatever, wherever you're praying, okay? There is nothing called prayer rug, okay? You know, you can pray in the floor even. So, and after this, you get yourself ready for the prayer and you say Allahu Akbar. And you read the Fatiha and Ikhlas, and you say Allahu Akbar, go ruku', and now you hear the adhan call for Maghrib. Okay? Sometimes it happens things like this, alright? So alhamdulillah, from the yusr and the easiness of this deen, and that Allah's mercy, that He will count and accept this from you as if you already perform it in the time. Okay? The same thing will apply to the Fajr prayer, that if a person catch one rak'at, one section of the prayer, okay, at least by going to the ruku'ah, okay, so now you already caught the prayer. In another narration of Muslim, reported by Aisha, may Allah please with her, that she said sajda badal raka'ah. Okay, in another narration it say prostration instead of ruku'ah. The ruku'ah is the bow down, and the sujood is the prostration. Okay, that means that you went, that you made a whole section of the prayer, because you know the prayer is sections, like the morning prayer is two sections, two rak'at. So the whole rak'ah is like from the moment you say Allahu Akbar and you go for reciting, bowing, raising, sujood, sitting, sujood. Now when you rise, this is one section of the prayer. Okay? So it can be meant performance of the whole total section, or according to the first narration, that you already catch the ruku' before sunset. Okay? Hadith number 136, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated. He said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ لَا صَلَاةَ بَعْدَ الصُّبْحِ حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسِ ولا صلاة بعد العصر حتى تغيب الشمس. متفق عليه. ولفظ مسلم لا صلاة بعد صلاة الفجر. This hadith, which in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhima, reported from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, as saying, I hear the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, no salah is to be performed after the morning prayer until the sun is risen, okay, or after the afternoon prayer until the sun sets, okay. In another narration, which is the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi, لا صلاة بعد صلاة الفجر. No prayer after صلاة الفجر, which is the morning prayer. So this hadith is telling us that after the person perform the obligatory prayer, that no salah supposed to be performed. No optional voluntarily prayer to be performed until sunset. And if you perform your morning prayer, that is no optional or nafila or voluntarily prayer to be made until sunrise. Okay. وله عن عقبة ابن عامر رضي الله تعالى عن ثلاث ساعات كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ينهانا أن نصلي فيهن أو أن نقبر فيهن موتانا حتى تطلع الشمس بازغة حتى ترتفع وحين يقوم قائم الظهيرة حتى تزول الشمس وحين تنتصف وحين تتضيف الشمس للغروب. This hadith, hadith Uqba, in the collection of Imam Muslim, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told them about three times. Okay, three hours does not mean an hour of 60 minutes. That mean a section or a part of time that you are not supposed to be. The Prophet ﷺ forbade us to make prayer in them or to bury our dead body. Okay? And this hour is when the sun rising. Okay? And the second, when the sun in the middle of the sky. And the third, when the sun about to set. There are three times at which Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to forbid us to pray or to bury our dead. When the sun begins to rise till it fully up. Okay? So no optional prayer, neither prayer during this time. So let's say, as example, the sun rise at 6:30. So you have to wait for approximately something like 20 minutes, half an hour. And after this time you can perform optional prayer or you can bury the dead. The second time that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid the salah, okay, and when we're talking about all these things, we're talking about what? Optional prayer. And when the sun is at the height at midi till it pass, okay, till baza, what's this? Meridian. Maybe the middle of the sky, okay? And when the sun draws near setting, till it sets, okay? So these three times you are not supposed to make salah, optional prayer, neither you are supposed to bury the people during this time. You have to wait. So if Dhuhr comes at 12:30, so 12:20, this is called time of Zahira or time of Zawal, when is the sun exactly in the middle of the sky. You have to wait until it moves from the middle of the sky and the time of Dhuhr is in. Now you can make optional prayer, now you can bury the dead like this, okay? Same thing about sun about to rise, the same thing when the sun about to rise or to set. You have to wait until the sun takes this movement and rise up for about rumh or rumhain, about this size, like the arrow, okay, the size, which it takes approximately, like I said, 20 minutes, maximum half an hour. There is another narration which is weak and we're going to leave it alone, which in the beginning of page number 66. And we'll go to hadith number 137, which reported by Jubair ibn Mut'am radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qal قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا بني عبد مناف لا تمنعوا احدا طاف بهذا البيت وصلى اية ساعة شاء من ليل او نهار. رواه الخمسة وصححه الترمذي وابن حبان. This hadith which reported by Jabir ibn Mut'am, and the hadith is authentic in the collection of Abu Dawood and the Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, and Nisa'i, Ibn Hibban, and Ahmad, and Al-Hakim. Okay? That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed Bani Abd Manaf, one of the tribes which you call Abd Manaf, that they are in charge of the Kaaba during this time, or the cleaning or arrangement for the people who come into the haram. Okay, they were in charge of this affair. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them, O people of Abd Manaf, O descendants of Abd Manaf, you must not prevent anyone who goes around the Kaaba or pray at any hour of the night or the day he wishes. Okay? And this shows us that they're there for the Kaaba, for the holy mosque. So this hadith came before a general. The hadith number 136 is a general. For people who live in Mecca, or people visiting the Kaaba, making Umrah, making Hajj, or living there, any time they enter, they can make tawaf, any time they can make sunnah with no problem, because this is exception, the tawaf always at all the time. Okay? So, this is exception from the ruling. So, if they pray day, night, sunrise, sunset, doesn't matter. Okay? Hadith 138, which he is explaining about Shafaq al-Ahmar, okay? So light is the redness, okay? This is what is mean Shafaq al-Ahmar. And we said that this is the time for the ending of what? Salat al-Maghrib. So Salat al-Maghrib starts from sunset until the disappearance of the red color disappear from the horizon. Hadith 139, page number 66, عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الفجر فجران، فجر يحرم الطعام وتحل فيه الصلاة، وفجر تحرم فيه الصلاة أي صلاة الصبح ويحل فيه الطعام. This hadith in the collection of Imam al-Hakim ibn Khuzaima and also Ad-Darqutni and Sheikh al-Albani hafizahullah, he point to this hadith to be authentic. And we explained this hadith already, which is talking about the two fajr, okay, the two dawn, that there is a false one and there is a true one, okay? And the ending or the other narration of this explain to you which one is false fajr and one is a true fajr. First it says that there is two fajr, two break light or two dawns. One which cause forbidden the food and the salah became lawful, and the other one he make the salah lawful and the food forbidden. Like if somebody want to take suhoor as example, okay? So the first fajr you can eat, but you could not make salat al-fajr because fajr is not in. When the true fajr comes, now you could not eat, but you can make salah. this if you're planning to do the fasting. This is what he's talking about, okay? And he said, the time of dawn in which eating is forbidden, it is spread widely in the horizon, okay? This is the true Fajr. You can see the light cross the horizon, okay? Not like the Fajr al-Kadhib, the false one, will be like the tail of the fox, okay? As like a long thing. Hadith 140 reported by Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أفضل الأعمال الصلاة في أول وقتها رواه الترمذي والحاكم وصححه وأصله في الصحيحين عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. This hadith which is in the collection of Imam al-Tirmidhi al-Hakim, and the hadith is authentic that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said the most rewarded deed are salah in its time. Okay, the most rewarded deed after the iman, because this is the kind of deed that you do it with your limbs. The iman is something that in the heart. Okay, because the best deed is the iman, and there's no deed can be acceptable without iman. If you don't have faith and believe and you accept the tawheed, no action will be acceptable. So this is referring to what is the most important and most rewarded deed that you do it with your body, with your limbs, okay? Said one of the best deeds is to offer salah in its early time, as soon it comes, okay? And as soon it comes does not mean you understand that the muazzin is calling the adhan and you starting making the salah, okay? That means you don't understand, go and being understand, taking jogging for 4 miles, and after this coming back, and after this you taking shower, and after this you take a nap, and after this you take a rest. Take the middle course, okay? If a person, as example, eating, and he hears the adhan, you finish your meal, okay? Which will be about 10, 15 minutes, half an hour. It depends how the, if it's goat meat or lamb meat, you see, because if it's goat meat you have to chew and keep it chewing and keep it chewing, but if it's lamb meat it's going to be 10 minutes and you finish, alright? So this 20 minutes and half an hour does not mean calling deleting the prayer, okay? And it's still calling that you're making the salah as soon it comes, because some Muslims, they hear a hadith like this, they get nervous. And as soon as they hear the adhan, they be even waiting with the wudu. As soon as they hear the adhan, the muazzin say, La ilaha illallah, he finish, Allahu Akbar, they start the prayer, and this is the understanding, make the salah as soon as it comes. Okay? The person who's waiting 10 and 15 minutes is still in the early and the beginning of the salah. Okay? But as I say, we don't go to the extreme like somebody, although you're making it before, you're making dhuhr before asr, but different between a person, he finishes meal and the pray, and a person he, and the defect is because a man by name Muhammad ibn Husayn. Okay? This hadith also is weak, we're going to leave it alone. وفي رواية عبد الرزاق لا صلاة بعد طلوع الفجر إلى ركعة الفجر. Hadith 143, page number 68. وعن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم العصر ثم دخل بيتي فصلى ركعتين فسألته فقال شغلت عن ركعتين بعد الظهر فصليتهما. الآن قلت أفنقضيهما إذا فاتتا؟ قال لا. أخرجه أحمد ولأبي داود عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها بمعنى. This hadith which reported by أم سلمة, may Allah be pleased with her, this hadith in the collection of Sunan Imam Ahmad and Bayhaqi, And some refer to this hadith to be weak. And Sheikh Ibn Baz, Hafizahullah, had referred to this hadith to be Hassan. Okay? He said hadith Umm Salama is Hassan. Because he had brought in another collection, which is the collection of Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, with a good isnad. Okay? And Sheikh Shu'aib also, Hafizahullah, says this hadith is sahih. Anyway, the summary of this hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to one of his houses, which is the house or the dwelling place of Umm Salama, one of his wives, after he had performed already Salat al-Asr. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed 2 rak'at. And she questioned him concerning this. We read a hadith before, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us not to pray after Asr, not to pray after Fajr, not to pray while sun in the middle of the sky. So she was surprised how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making salah optional prayer after he already made the obligatory prayer Asr. So she questioned him concerning this. He said that this is the 2 sunnah of Dhuhr. Okay? I was occupied, I was busy. Because he have some business to take care of. We understand that he have some representative came to meet him. Or some delegation. And he was busy that he didn't have the chance to perform the sunnah after Dhuhr. So now when he went to his house, he remembers, he got up and he made it. So this is a point here that I want to get your attention to it. I ask him, that means Umm Salama, should we offer them if we miss them? Replied Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no. So this was something especially for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if the that when he missed a sunnah, he can make it up. But for us, if a person missed his sunnah and he did not go make it up, especially if this sunnah after what? After Asr. And by this we finish this chapter concerning the time for prayers. And I don't think will be enough time to go to the second chapter, which is the chapter concerning the call for the prayer, or the chapter of Adhan. So we leave it for next week inshallah. But since we have about 10 minutes, if anybody have correction or question or anything, if applied to the class or doesn't matter inshallah. But first, let's see if anybody have any question concerning today's class. Okay. The question here concerning a person want to perform the Isha prayer, and the Isha is not in yet because he's tired, and he'll be scared if he sleep, he doesn't wake up until the next day, and he barely can keep his eyes open. Sometimes it happened to us, especially like somebody coming from overseas trip, okay, and after flying for 14 hours and going from airport to airport and all the things. Or sometimes that people, like these people, may Allah forgive them and get them out of this mess, some people in the army, sometimes they make them, you understand, you know, do extra, what you call this, training and things like this, especially in the first couple of months, they try so-called get them in shape, their body, not their heart, okay? So, by the time he goes back to his cabinet or his tent, he could not even see anything in front of him, alright? So, if a person have a case like this, we say yes, inshallah, you can do so as long you don't take it as a habit. as long as you don't take it as a habit. And this hadith Ibn Abbas that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had performed 8 and 7 without being traveling or without being sick or without being okay, that means the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had combined Dhuhr and Asr together. This is the 8. And the 7, that means the Maghrib and Isha. And with no raining, with no traveling. Not was excused because it's raining, neither was a traveling, because in the traveling you combine the prayer. And when it's raining, also the sunnah, you combine the prayer. So the Sahaba asked Ibn Abbas, he said, أَرَادَ أَلَّا يُحْرِجَ أُمَّتَهِ, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this not to be haraj in his ummah. Anybody can help me to translate the word haraj? I forgot it now, this moment. Not difficulty. But anyway, the Prophet ﷺ did this once in his lifetime, only as exception. And if we have any students here from the Arabic class, they can get the lexicon that starts with the word. Do you know the lexicon? Okay. Do you know in the back of each one there is a letter? Okay. Get the one that has the letter ha. Alright? So, in a case like, we give examples, person who traveling coming from overseas and he just arrived, and if he not lay down, if he sits in the chair, he will snore and he will wake even the neighbor. So with this person, I say to him, okay, you made Maghrib, go ahead and make Isha, inshallah, acceptable, don't take it as a habit. Yes. Excuse me. Okay, do you mind to wait because somebody else raised his finger before you? Or we make it as exception for... Okay, 1 second for both of you, if you don't mind, to give you the word exactly. Haraj. Ra. Haraj. Haraj. Haraj, haraj, number of things becomes. Okay, he's still using the same word I was trying to avoid it here. He made himself, he take himself to a narrow or confined place. Keep going. He constrained him to betake himself or have recovered to himself. Okay. Saharaj. Made it straight or difficult to himself. He put away or cast away or difficulty. So, I think this is the best thing we can say. Haraj, difficulty. Okay? The hardship, but it's not a necessity. Okay? That means you can make it, you can make it, but you will make it with difficulty. Okay? And this is different from necessity. Okay? Okay, Mujahid. Okay. The brother asking about the 2 rak'at sunnah before the morning prayer. If you miss it, as example, that you enter the mosque and you find the imam already leading the salah. So you engage with the imam, and after the imam finish, can you make the 2 rak'at? Yes, you can make 2 rak'at. Okay? You can make the 2 rak'at because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid us to pray when sun rising until it comes clear in the sky. The time after the imam finishing his salah, let's say Fajr at 5 o'clock, and now it's 6 o'clock. You got up, sunrise is 6:30. Is enough time for you to make the fard and the sunnah, or that you went to the masjid 5:30 and you found them already starting the fajr prayer. You engage with them in the obligatory. 5:45, you got up to make the 2 rak'at sunnah. Yes, it's permissible. You can do so. Brother Shamsuddin from New York City. This has nothing to do with the shortening of the prayer. The question now concerning the brother who is tired, and if he sleep, he's not going to get up until the next day. Can he make Maghrib and Isha? We said yes to him, as long as you don't take it as a habit every day. So now Brother Shamsuddin saying, okay, now he's going to combine the prayer. Is he going to shorten the Isha? No, he could not shorten the Isha. He make it 4. Because as long as you're home, you never shorten the prayer. Same case, like combine the prayer because raining. Okay? So you make the Dhuhr 4 rak'at, and you make the Asr 4 rak'at in the time of Dhuhr, but you still don't shorten, you only combine. Any question? Any correction? Yes. The question of the brother here is that some masjids are making the Isha prayer at 10, while Isha prayer comes at 10:30. Is there a basis for this? There's no basis for this in my knowledge, except if these people, they go by the light in the sky, okay? And I don't advise any one of us to go by the lights in the sky, because we are not expertise in this. And sometimes you see, understand, like a certain light, you may think this is Isha, or this is the dawn, or whatever it is. We did not have this expertise to know what is a certain light and what is Fajr light and all these things. This is the reason we go by these watches nowadays. But if the imam or the people of this town, they are expertise in this, and they know that Isha prayer comes at 10, not according to the calendar, 10:30, they can. But if not, they could not make it before. As I said, I don't know anything to make the time. The way how we know about time for prayer is not time, is according the lights in the sky. When the reddish color, okay, when the sunset disappear from the horizon, this is the time for Maghrib. And now the reddish color is going to be in the sky. When this reddish color disappear, this is the time for Isha. It can be a different from city to city. In some city or in some country can be an hour and a half, some can be 2 hours, it depends, you understand, if winter, it's summer, you in the east coast, south coast, all these things, it's different. Is this correct or no? Okay, now I'm talking in a regular time, okay, in regular days, maybe today it's cloudy, but you already know already yesterday or last week how it was. We are not talking about 2 and 3 minutes. But you know about this season, you understand that the day is shorter and the night is longer and things like this. So you already got the idea how long usually it takes for this reddish color to disappear. So it doesn't matter if tonight is cloudy, but you already have the idea it takes that amount of time. But the bottom line is still that is preferably that you always delay the Isha prayer. And one thing that I forgot to mention, delaying the Isha prayer does not mean the ending of the Isha prayer is the middle of the night, half of the night. Some people, they think that the Isha extend until Fajr. Isha does not extend it to Fajr. The Isha, although this is some of the opinions of the scholars, okay, but the most authentic and reliable, that the Isha ending by the middle of the night. As example, let's say the sun sets here in Colombia like 8 thefts, or about, let's say 8, so we can count easy. And the sun rise, or the Fajr comes at 5, okay? So from 8 to 5, how many hours? 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5. 9 hours between sunset and Fajr. So half of this is 4 hours and a half. So now let's say from 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12. So 12:30, 1 o'clock maximum, this is the ending of Salat al-Isha. Okay? This is the ending for Salat al-Isha. So when we say that the sunnah to delay Salat al-Isha, not to go and pray at 1 o'clock. Okay? So approximately we say that Isha comes at 10. Alright, here in Columbia, South Carolina, comes at 10. So will be the preferably not to make it at 10 o'clock or 10:30, that you go like 11:30. Okay? Delaying the Isha until 11:30. Preferably. This is the sunnah. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Okay, any question, anything in... Alright, inshallah, for today will be exception that after Maghrib we don't have anybody have any meetings, any discussion, any family affairs, community affairs need to be discussed after Maghrib? Nobody? Any concern, anybody have anything concerned to discuss after Maghrib? Alright? So we conclude here our class, and inshallah this will be the end for tonight. Hopefully that with next class inshallah. Okay, traveling and salah. Now the person who is traveling and go out of town for 3 weeks, say that we left to Colombia and went to the Rotten Apple, New York. Okay? And now you're going to be there for 3 weeks. If you already knew that you're going to be there for 3 weeks, now you're going to complete your prayer. But if you go to the Rotten Apple and you don't know when you're coming back, all what you need, you're waiting for a shipment, a delivery. Okay? When this delivery comes, you're going to put it in your car and drive back again. It may be come tomorrow, and maybe, and you go tomorrow, and they said, oh, we're sorry, we have a mechanical problem, and the airline didn't show up, maybe tomorrow. You go tomorrow and say, oh, with the weather. Or you go tomorrow and say, and keep going. So actually, when to pick up a shipment, and you're waiting in your shipment. Now it's taking a week, it took 2 weeks, 2 months, 3 months, you're still short in your prayer until your shipment comes. The moment you get your shipment, you put it in the car, you're ready to leave, you consider a traveler. But you to go to another town and you already know how long you're staying and what time you're leaving, and you already reserve your seat in the airline, and you know that you're going to be there for 3 weeks, you are not a traveler. You complete your prayer, and this is to the best of my understanding, and Allah knows this. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.